Let's get this over with. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
So what are you guys getting in Ronald Darby?
We're getting a tremendous athlete. A two-year starter. What I've seen on tape, obviously I didn't study him when he came out of college, but what I've seen so far and what I'm hearing is a good, not only a good teammate, but a good person. Someone that's going to, you know, get in and get in the mix and get with a group of guys that know our system. And we'll take it day by day with him and see where he's at.
Jordan Mathis, what are you losing?
What are you losing? Well, I think you're losing a great person. You know, I mean, he and I, good relationship, and this business is a difficult one. You got to make some tough choices from time to time, obviously we do what's best for the Philadelphia Eagles, we felt that this was a good opportunity for both sides.
In the locker room, he was pretty popular, especially with the quarterback.
Yeah.
That move, how does that resonate in the locker room and with Carson?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I lean back on my career and the times that I had and the things, the situations and the people that I see and listen, it's decisions you got to make. They're tough, for the organization, for the individuals involved. But listen, it's like anything that we do in life. The next person steps up and here we go. We can sit and have poor attitudes and all that, but at the same time, we're happy for both parties and we're moving forward. That's business as usual.
How will Jordan's exit impact the slot position? And does the versatility you have at tight end and running back and the way you move people around, was that a consideration in watching a slot player?
The slot position, I mean, as you mentioned, we move so many guys around in that position. It's not necessarily, it's kind of by depth chart who's going to play the slot. We move so many guys in and out of that position that it's just kind of by design of the offense, by the scheme of the offense. With the versatility of some of our running backs that we have with Sproles and Pumphrey, they can utilize that position and create some matchups against the defense. So the versatility of the position, and then the flexibility that we have as personnel to put guys in that spot is a benefit to us offensively.
It seemed like before Jordan was kind of the bigger guy in the slot, and then Nelson kind of gave you a different look. Can Mac kind of fill that void of being a bigger body in the slot?
Yeah, I think so. We'll continue to develop him and work him in multiple spots. One thing about Mac is he's a smart guy, and he can pick up the offense well, and he understands coverage and leverage and things like that. And again, it gives us time to really kind of focus in on some of these young players who we're excited about and get them ready to play as well.
You tried Jordan last year during the spring outside a little bit. You kind of abandoned that. I mean, you prefer guys that can play inside and outside. Was that a factor with Jordan? He really was strictly an inside guy?
No, not at all. I think that Jordan's niche in the style of offense that I brought was a slot receiver and felt comfortable in there and it just worked out that he became and worked extremely well for us in that position.
Did some of the numbers kind of impact your thinking, the fact that some of the young receivers back, Marcus Bryce, performing well? That give you a little more confidence to say maybe we can give something up to get something good?
Yeah, when you look at the big picture, you do what's right for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm encouraged with our younger group of receivers that we have, and they're working extremely hard. So we'll see in these next couple of weeks what emerges. But again, we do what's best for both parties.
What's the plan for Darby? Is he stepping right in as a first team, and are you preparing him to play on Thursday?
We got to take it day by day. We got to get him, with Corey and Jim and get familiar with the scheme. But hopefully, it's kind of like with Corey last week. You give him a couple days and we'll see where he's at. But we're going to take it slow with him. Don't want to put him out there where he doesn't know anything. You know, want to make sure he's comfortable. But if he's available, then for sure we'll play him.
What's the realistic time frame to expect him to figure out the defense and be ready to play?
I think with his – you know, having played 2 years and understanding defense, it's going to be relatively fast. You know, I think a couple of the days. By no means are we game planning anybody right now, so it's very basic on both sides of the ball, and just learning the terminology. So, you know, we've got a week before we play again, and we're hoping that he can be caught up and get some reps in the game.
What's the latest on Big V?
Big V, obviously, lower body. It's just day by day. We're expecting, a couple of days, maybe get back out here to practice. But at the same time, I'm not going to rush him.
Any idea when Nick might practice?
Well, again, he's day by day. He's actually going to begin to throw a little bit this afternoon. So we'll see where he's at here the next couple of days.
Is this plan with Alshon going to remain the same?
Yes.
He's not participating
yes.
in team drills.
Yes.
And
yes.
And
yes.
That,
yes.
Really
yes.
Training camp.
Yes. Yes. I was waiting for that question.
Wait. So just to follow up on that, you're gonna continue this until the regular season starts, but not in team drills.
No. Yes. What? I'm taking it slow. I'm taking it slow with him, you know. And it's day by day. I haven't fully decided yet that if I'm going to continue this the rest of camp, but for right now, and it's in the best interest not only for us but for him and making sure he's 100%.
Why is that the best interest for him?
I just want to make sure he's healthy, and you know, we're not playing for a while, and just want to make sure, give him plenty of rest, and you know, he's getting a lot of work with Carson and 7-on-7s and individual work and getting everything he needs to get done, you know, leading up to the season.
As opposed to other impactful players, maybe not.
Sproles didn't play the other night and probably won't play again. You know, I mean, he's another one that Jason Peters is very limited at practice. I mean, we Fletcher Cox, we give him a day. We give Chris Long a day. Give guys days to rest. So everybody's case by case. It's individual by individual. And, this is the best interest for him.
Humphrey had a couple of balls he put on the ground in the game. A couple today.
Yeah, we got to continue to work and just work through that. Today was a very humid day. The guys were sweating a bunch, and you could probably attribute to that. But that's, you know, I don't want to make excuses for guys. We just got to, you know, the emphasis is obviously hanging on to the ball, whether he's catching a punt or obviously in the backfield. So just got to make a point of emphasis with him.
That was a pretty long practice today, live periods. Was that the plan before the game, or did you see something in the game that made you?
No, it was actually, this was the third and final day of the live periods. I just wanted to do it after a ball game, just because, the starters didn't play a ton in that game, and I wanted to give them a day and then come back with a spirited live period practice.
All right.
Thank you, guys.